Now, Thursday, April 9th, adds up to the number 17. So we have the number of wisdom and release and leadership from the heart, the number 9, merged with the immortality number. And 17 reduces to 8. Since April is an 8 universal month, we have a double 8-8 in play again. So we move from April 8th to April 9th, and on both days, the double 8 is in play. So this is really magnificent. In fact, manifesting abundance is so easy today. It is absolutely magnified, releasing bygones, releasing past ways, being present in the moment so that you can be present with the miracles of now, the miracles that emerge when you are engaged with the present moment. That is all part of this amazing day. So you're inspired to step up and be the fearless leader today, to really lovingly engaged without any excuses in your tasks at hand. So that means that you are a leader of love, a leader of compassion. And so it is an incredible moment here when you can take the courage and the wisdom and merge them together into this amazing moment of stepping into power. Now, the moon squares Mars today, so that also gives you emotional focus and direction and strength. However, it can, on the negative side, be translated into emotional aggression or impatience. So just be aware of that. This is highly creative energy, though. Your imagination is certainly enhanced. So you want to use this special energy in a very creative way. Don't be impulsive. Try to be patient and then steer your energy into this high conscious level of awareness so that your intentions are absolutely clear and you can move into your goals without aggression and rashness, but yet with positive forward momentum, this propulsion that is very, very passionate. Friday the 10th of April has a code of 1 and 9, so there's beginnings and endings. And there's also a consecutive code of 8, 9, 10 activated, which is very powerful. 8 and 9 are numbers of abundance, and 10 is instant manifestation. So the manifestation of abundance is very, very powerful today. So you're embracing leadership again. There's lots of leadership days that are consecutive this week, so really take advantage of that, especially since they follow the conjunction with Pluto and Jupiter that happened about a week ago. So you want to really use this energy to manifest and see very quick results. 10 is the instant manifestation number of love and light, so you can implement your vision in a wonderful way today. The moon trines Mercury, so you're very much in touch with your feelings, your intuition, your intellect. They all merge into one, and so you have tremendous clarity today. You can read situations and people with ease. Your perception and intuition are magnified. Your ability to express your ideas is very much enhanced, as is all kinds of communication. So you want to share your ideas with a lot of joy and optimism. This is really favorable for conversations and stimulating a lot of ideas. The moon sextile Jupiter is a wonderful way to just start this weekend. It allows you to tap into a healthy lifestyle, a lifestyle that is based on happiness and healing. And also it makes you feel very advantageous, very fortunate, and allows you to feel like you can negotiate and feel recognized at soul level. So this is a really wonderful transit. Then Saturday the 11th has a lot of ones in the code. The 11 portal, of course, made up of two ones. You move through the portal today into the number 10, universal date of 10, and 10 is the number of love and light, the number of new beginnings, and the number of instant manifestation. So you are manifesting inspirational new beginnings very, very quickly today. There's a lot of innovation in the code. There's a lot of like new ideas. The number one is about original ideas and not being afraid to be unique. And so you want to step through that 11 gateway into leadership, into integrity, inspired by your unique expression of love and light. And this is very, very exciting because it allows you to feel like you are absolutely designed to manifest miracles. And today you'll really know the extent of your God-given gifts. Mercury sextiles Saturn today. And that is so beautiful because it helps with the code. It's an excellent day for you to just have incredible judgment and organization skills with Saturn in play, catching up on correspondence, any kind of studies you have, any emails, paperwork, research, anything like that, requiring tremendous concentration or heightened concentration and good memory skills. It also covers business and any negotiations and real estate. All of those are very much enhanced with Mercury sextile Saturn. And so those strong mental skills are also translated into communication that is very open and very transparent. So you can truly have this wonderful experience of feeling like you are your own teacher. And the connection within is what's allowing you to just be so knowledgeable and feel a sense of wisdom arise from within you. It is the connection to source, of course, that allows you to interact with all kinds of people, with people of different things to offer, different information, different levels of understanding. And you can do this connecting with them with high levels of wisdom. And so this is a wonderful time to just have that variety of relationships, of new confirmations of friendships and acquaintances that may be young and old and very different in many ways. So just be open to meeting people on that level. And on Sunday the 12th, we have an 11 universal date opening up onto the 12. So 12 is the number of learning. It is the student number. It is the number of acquiring wisdom through philosophy and being in a kind of school, a kind of higher education. It's a number related to Jupiter because Jupiter is also about higher education. And 12 reduces to 3, which is the number of joy, and Jupiter is also about joy. So today's 11 portal opens up into learning, philosophy, joy, expression. And so you'll want to take some time to read a good book, to engage in a program. 12 invites you to dive into some kind of subject matter and enhance your knowledge base and wisdom to get really uplifting information. Learning and relaxation, of course, brings you energetically into balance and allows you to assimilate what it is that you're partaking in. The communication from the heart is very much heightened today, especially one-on-one connections. Mediation, diplomacy are very much facilitated, especially when you use humor and laughter and imagination and really tune in through intent listening. So you want to create, you want to play. You want to also rest and rejuvenate, and this allows you to connect and enjoy this beautiful Sunday. The moon trines the sun, which is really beautiful. It's always a very happy transit. You feel affectionate, loving, recognition and praise can come your way, little gifts and advantages. This is just about being recognized for your gifts and extend that recognition to others as well. So you just feel really intimately connected to source. On Monday, the 13th of April, we have a universal date of 12. Again, that is the number of learning. And when 12 is merged with 13, exciting shifts create this happy rebirth in you. So your transformation is supported by your ability to express yourself and create and use your imagination. Today, you learn to embrace the nature of constant change, life, death, rebirth, represented by the 13, the natural cycles in life, as represented by the four seasons. So you are going to be asked to be both practical, methodical, and organized, and flexible and happy to learn. So the foundations you are laying today are rooted in joy and research, joyful research. So your inner genius is awake and ready to create. Now in the stars, the moon sextiles Mars, which gives you emotional focus and direction, allows your instinct to be super strong. It's a very warm, passionate, enthusiastic day. Maybe you'll feel a little bit impulsive, but it is a good day for enterprising small successes, and you may want to just dive into a sense of liberation and independence with Mars in play. The moon also trines Neptune, which allows you to focus on your spirituality, your destiny, astrology, numerology, awakening your intuition. You can bond with your loved ones in a very sweet, tender, loving way. And of course, your psychic awareness is accentuated. Your ability to just connect to music, to the arts, to delicate matters is very heightened, as are your dreams and fantasies. So you want to pay attention to your visions and to the mystical experiences that are very much available to you today. Then on Tuesday, the 14th of April, we have a code that adds up to 13. So the number 13 and 14 are activated. And that means you're communicating with a lot of openness, integrity, and freedom. You're going to see how being flexible brings you security. So you want to be both adventurous and responsible at the same time. Basically, you're connecting with your intentions in a deeper way, putting a plan in place and then appreciating the feedback you're getting so that you can course correct when necessary. It's an exciting day for productive changes. And so you want to engage in focusing on your home environment, your family, and also having fun and connecting with others. Now, the sun squares Pluto today, and this can make you feel a little bit like you're not in control because it's a square, so it's a little bit more tense, and it's a call to action. And Pluto is very much about transformation. So when the light, the sun, squares Pluto, which is change and life, death, rebirth, there can be some kind of conflict with people who are in authority or situations that make you feel like you're not in control. So it can feel a little bit like you need to put out the fire. There can be a possible conflicting situation, right? That's intense. And so that intensity can be used, of course, to your advantage, because Pluto is very much into the truth and uncovering deep issues and bringing them to light. And the sun wants those to be brought to light as well. The sun is the light. So these could be fears, because really at this point, fear is one of the big results of the situations worldwide, the pandemic worldwide. Fear is being confronted now. Fear is very much part of the narrative in terms of growth and being able to confront what that means to be in a place of fear and how you can move out of that place, how you can heal the fear, right? Because fear really is the currency of control. So this is a very important moment here when the sun squares Pluto, where we want to change the currency. We don't want the currency of control to be fear, right? So we want to move away from that and look and uncover what we're actually afraid of. Look at it and not to project it, not to let it distract us. So because when we project our fear onto others, we react and we're just projecting our own emotional state, but we're not seeing clearly. We're not engaged in a very authentic way. We're not hearing the other person or the other situation because that inner conflict has consumed us. So we need to really look at this currency that is controlling us and change it and be more conscious of our internal unresolved issues, right? And how those impact how we relate and how our relationship with the universe is impacted, right? So the currency that we use fuels everything we do. So our response is really dependent upon our acknowledgement of those things that are internally active, that are seated within us. So we need to bring that into harmony. We need to acknowledge it. We need to balance it. And so this is very much a rebirth moment, as any connection with Pluto is. This is the Sun square Pluto. So let's look at what's going on and not avoid anything. And that will give us a tremendous sense of empowerment, which is what Pluto is all about, right? It gives us that sense of internal courage. So channel any intensity into something that really excites you, that you're passionate about, that drives you and allows you to work hard, because this is very much what this transit is asking you to do. And then we move to the 15th of April. And on this day, we have, of course, the spiritual alchemist number 15 merging with the media number 14. It's the number of the scribe. So it is about self-expression and writing or speaking, sharing your ideas. So by nurturing yourself and investing in what you love, you gain tremendous wisdom and you can establish magical results. So you have the spirit to pursue excellence today. Move beyond doubt into exhilaration and experimentation. Wake up and change something. There's no such thing as a mistake. It's just a mistake, which means you can do it again, do it over again. So don't punish yourself when all you're doing is growing and learning and expanding your wisdom. So love and abundance are really enhanced today. Now, the Sun squares Jupiter on April 15th, and that's another beautiful aspect. You know, squares tend to be more tense energy, a call to action. But when Jupiter creates a square with another planet, in this case, the Sun, which is a star, not a planet, it's very exciting because Jupiter is a benefic. And sometimes when there are more easier flowing transits between Jupiter and another planet or angle, it is not as easily expressed because it's so easy. It's so acting when things feel easy sometimes doesn't happen, right? Because we're just enjoying life. So in this case, because there's a square to Jupiter, it means you actually can take advantage of it, right? So, and it's the Sun, which is you. The Sun represents your inner light. So it's a wonderful time to feel the optimism in play, to feel the confidence in play, and to use your exuberance to move forward and create results. So I would say in terms of financial spending during this time for these few days, to not overdo things, because Jupiter square the Sun can sometimes, well, you might overindulge in things. So just be aware of that. And it can also impact overeating, overdrinking, whatever you might possibly engage in at times. So just be aware of that and enjoy the fortunate side of this transit instead, which is that opportunities are going to knock on your door if you're open to them and have prepared for them. And it's also a wonderful time for generosity as well,